partner when it comes to all things digital marketing. From social media, retargeting your website visitors, Google AdWords, OTT and CTV, geofencing, Amazon Premium, and so much more. We can help you understand all these things and help you determine which of these opportunities will achieve your goals. Contact me today and let's get to know each other over the phone or even in person at your office or at our radio station. Visit adxdigitalmarketing.com to learn more.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know I feel good, but right now I need you to celebrate yourself.
What can I say about me? I'm here to let you know that I'm doing fine. 360 degrees, I just stayed an apple pie. And I try.
Happy Friday. It's 10:35 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. We're about to get into Frisky Friday, but first let me just invite you. We are ready. Yes, News Radio 92.3 is ready to celebrate the 4th of July with the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's Symphony Sparks and Stars. So this performance is happening at Community Maritime Park. Yes, you can catch News Radio's live coverage of the performance on Sunday, July 4th from 7:30 until 9 p.m. And then, woohoo, the Sertoma fireworks begin. But getting on that subject, and it's Frisky Friday, Leah Thornton is here from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Well, I'm excited because that just sparked my brain. Oh, I didn't even mean to do that. Fireworks sparked my brain.
Yes.
Fireworks and animals.
Yes. That was one of the reasons or things I wanted to talk about today with 4th of July coming up. It's a great opportunity to talk about pets.
Yes. And they're not always keen to the loud noises and combustion that's happening all around them.
Yeah, cats and dogs both haven't really met one that a firework is their favorite noise, probably least favorite, and it is the time of year where the most animals go missing, believe it or not.
Oh, I did not realize that. It makes sense now that we're putting two and two together. And if you are just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, 850-437-1620. That's the number. Want to send us a picture of your pooch or your furry little frisky friend? 850-437-1620. Maybe you have some tips that have helped you in years past. Prepare your pets for the celebration of the 4th of July. One of the biggest things I've seen some stories of people forgetting to bring their animals inside, and so they bust through fences. They've mm-hmm. also gotten injured from trying to escape from the loud noises. So what are some recommendations that people should follow when it comes to not just preparing your pet, but maybe possibly avoiding those loud noises?
Yeah, so we always recommend that, you know, fireworks should be just for the people. We know it's fun to bring your dogs wherever you go if you're going to watch fireworks, but if you don't have them leashed up, fireworks are really likely to scare them and them take off, and, you know, it's just not a comfortable situation for any animal. So we recommend leaving your pets at home, providing a safe space for them indoors, not outdoors. Indoors, they're less likely to hear the fireworks, you know, shutting all of the blinds or the curtains so that the loud flashes don't distract them, providing them with a quiet, closed space where they can feel safe and comfortable. And also with, you know, 4th of July celebrations, it's not only the fireworks and loud noises, it's the large number of people. So if you're inviting people over to your house, you know, assuming that you are feel safe in the COVID as it's wrapping up, I would like to think.
Right.
If you're inviting those people over, know your animals and know how well they do with large numbers of people and strangers. Sorry, we have a kitten here. We were going to talk about him. He is darting all around the radio studio. We're getting a little distracted. But 4th of July, make sure that you leave your pets home and offer them a safe, quiet place at home. It'll help you and your pets feel comfortable in the long run.
Okay, so we're talking about 4th of July celebrations. We all love them, but our pets often do not. Yes, cats included. dogs, they tend to, and somebody explained it one time where the way that their ears are, it's they're just mm-hmm. more sensitive to those loud noises. And so it's really important to remember that. One of our listeners recommends some white noise or noise to distract them. Leave a television on or leave a radio on so they hear different voices and they feel comforted.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Anything that you would normally watch or listen to, if it helps create the routine and comfortable space for them, it's a really great. We do that for our dogs when we leave the house. So,
yeah, I mean, they're a lot like newborn babies oftentimes. Mm-hmm. They don't like the extreme quiet. At least I haven't met many newborns who just go to sleep in mm-hmm. the quiet. They've been listening to the noise for 9 months and swinging back and forth. And when it comes to pets, if you're around them and you're home, especially with this past year, a lot of people were home, and now all of a sudden we're going back to celebrations. We're having people over, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. More parties are happening and barbecues. They're going, wait a second, y'all weren't in my house 6 months ago, and now all of a sudden you're back in my house. You're lighting sparklers mm-hmm. and throwing the poppers outside. And, you know, you just remember, maybe have that bedroom secure with their favorite toys and some water, and make sure, one of the things I saw, make sure that your windows are closed and secure and things like that. And yeah, add a little white noise. I love those suggestions. Please bring us more. 850-437-1620. Leah Thornton is here from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. So on top of 4th of July celebrations happening, we also are into storm season. So one of the things I wanted to ask is post-storm doggy walks. They can be a little tricky.
Yes, definitely.
And sometimes dangerous.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we just had a tropical storm, and I would like to hope that that is the last storm we see for the season. Likely rain, but after a storm, Jenna is like, please, the Lord, please, no storms. But yeah, after a storm, what you don't realize is that dogs rely so heavily on their nose, cats too. And whenever you are walking your dog or you let them outside, just know that a lot of the fireworks, right. A lot of the smells that they're used yeah. to are displaced. You know, there can be trees down. The normal places that they mark their territory can be washed out. So keeping your dog on a leash and then watching your cats carefully as they go outside after a storm, because they can get so disoriented. Just remember, we don't rely on our noses as much as animals do, but right after storms, animals are more likely to get lost as well. And all of the debris that's out there too, you never know what you
nails,
or your pet could step
screws,
on. Exactly.
Yeah, shingles.
Little limbs, splinters.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So definitely just keep an eye on the weather, and always remember your pets when you're creating a plan before, during, and after the storm. And if you want more tips on that, you can follow Santa Rosa Emergency Management on Facebook. We try our best to keep the latest information out there to all of the people as soon as it happens. And we always push for pet safety as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's you don't think of it, and then all of a sudden you're forced to think of it, I always say. And mm-hmm. then that's when you're like, why didn't I prepare for this? So I love that you have the resources for our community members and pet owners. Here's a tricky one, right? So you're in the middle of a hurricane, and I'm thinking back to Sally and those moments where it felt like she just didn't end for those days. And trying to get your animal, like you know they have to use the potty, okay? They're my babies, so they have to use the potty, right? But you can't take them outside. Are there like little tips, like before, I know the puppy piddle pads, mm-hmm. right? You have those, you maybe set by a back door or a door exit where, you know, is there something you can do just in case they have to do their business?
Yeah, I would think so. My puppy, 6 months old, refuses to go outside even when it's sprinkling. So I've learned a couple different things, but the puppy pads, they work sometimes, not necessarily great for dogs. I mean, unless they just know how to use it, you can start training them now and maybe they'll figure it out. If you have a space like a garage or, you know, a safe space when it's not obviously like the middle of the hurricane, if you're just nervous about going outside during the weather, if you have a space that you feel like this kitten is doing the zoomies. A space that you feel like your dog would feel more comfortable using the restroom but still be protected from the shelter. But honestly, I would think the most important thing to realize during a storm is that you don't want to be outside during a hurricane and your dogs don't either. So just offering forgiveness during that time and letting them know that while it's not normally acceptable, it's okay.
Right.
Because of the situation.
Yeah.
And just try, and while the weather is still okay outside, like if you know that the hurricane's not, of course, over you, I hate to say go outside, but I often have to put on a rain jacket and an umbrella and walk out there myself with my dog, just to show him that, hey, a couple raindrops aren't going to get you, which is so funny because he's a water dog. He loves to swim.
It's hysterical.
But raindrops, no. He'll hop in the shower with me, but raindrops...
Right.
It's not his thing.
It's like water torture for dogs. Mm-hmm. And hey, afterwards, you know, maybe wrap them in a towel, snuggle with them on the floor, you know.
Reward them whenever they do use the restroom, because you want them to know that it is acceptable in that time. But just include your animals in your evacuation plan if you do plan to leave, or plan a safe place for them. We do offer pet sheltering during major emergencies, but that should be your last resort.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you. Hey, we have more with Leah Thornton from Santa Rosa County Animal Services here on Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Bars, about 10:46 here. We're going to be back and discuss volunteer opportunities and how we really need them in Santa Rosa County.
Have you been thinking about selling your house? If you want the most money for your home, it is time we talk. I'm Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth. Between myself and my team, we are going to work so hard to get you top dollar for your home. Plus, I will make you this guarantee and commitment. I will sell your house in less than 2 weeks, or I will write you a check for $5,000. I can make that guarantee because right now, inventory of homes for sale is so low in our area, and I have a full list of approved home buyers ready to go. But I simply don't have enough houses to sell. It's likely I'm working right now with the perfect buyer for your house. Don't let another day go by. Give me a call at 850-723-9158. Call me, Christina Leavenworth, with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty, and get more money for your home. We are going to work so hard to get you top dollar for your home. That's 850-723-9158.
Call Christina today for the details. Not all homes will qualify.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Autism Pensacola and Regions Bank invite you to experience Sensory Street today and tomorrow at the historic Pensacola Museum of Commerce in downtown Pensacola. This is an interactive experience for children and families affected by autism and anyone who would like to have a better understanding of autism. For more information, visit autismpensacola.org/Sensory Street. That's today and tomorrow from 9 till 2 at the Pensacola Museum of Commerce with Autism Pensacola. Experience Sensory Street.
Captain Eric here with Southeast Air Shuttle. You've heard Andrew McKay talk about how easy it is to fly with me. We jump in the plane and go. There's no lines, no hassles, and no TSA. Now, I'm an Air Force veteran, but I grew up in a Navy family, and the Blue Angels were always a part of my life, and watching them inspired me to become a pilot. And that's why Southeast Air Shuttle is proud to be a sponsor of the history of the Blue Angels. I may not fly the Super Hornet, but my Saratoga will get you where you want to be when you need to be there. It's flying the way it's supposed to be. Southeast Air Shuttle, veteran-owned, veteran-flown. Visit us at flysoutheast.com.
Fox News every 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime.
President Biden says his administration and Senate Republicans have reached a deal to advance a nearly $1 trillion package to improve the nation's roads, rails, and other infrastructure. Two people are now confirmed dead after this morning's partial collapse of a 12-story Oceanside apartment building just outside of Miami.
The heroic first responders have cleared the building.
Pensacola's all-day news station. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We get it almost every night.
10:49 here on your Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr with Leah Thornton from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. We want everyone to be safe, including our animals, throughout our celebratory season happening next month. I mean, July is less than a week away, okay? And hey, you know what else is less than a week away? Bands on the Beach. It happens every Tuesday night, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. And you can also visit our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, sample some Mountain Dew Zero and Mountain Dew Rise over at the Cat Country tent. And that's provided by Buffalo Rock Pepsi. And you see the full season list at newsradio923.com. Again, bands on the beach. So it's Frisky Friday. We're getting frisky. And we're talking about our feline and our puppy friends. But we need volunteers to help things running. It takes an entire community to come together. So what kind of volunteer needs are at the highest level right now?
Yeah, so obviously, you've seen every shelter is overwhelmed with kittens. We could definitely use some extra hands just to snuggle kittens, honestly, to come and love on them, nurture them. Obviously, there's a lot of germs involved when you take care of little babies. Sometimes they have ringworm and stuff. So it can be hard to even place those kittens into foster homes. So we have tons of animals who sit in their kennels day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute, just wondering whenever they're going to get a break and get to play with people. So if you're able to come and socialize our kittens and even our dogs, we have 35 dogs available for adoption right now. All of our kennels are so full. So if you can come and walk dogs, there's a lot of fun ways to volunteer. You know, we do have the not so fun stuff like scooping poop and doing laundry and dishes, you know.
Somebody's got to do it.
Obviously, you don't really want to do that because that's what you do at home. But hey, we have staff that have to spend all of their time scooping poop, and they don't get to do the fun stuff like walking the dogs and playing with kittens. And we love to let our volunteers do things like that because, one, it's rewarding for them, but also it helps socialize our animals and make them more adoptable because, you know, when they know how to play with the humans, they tend to like humans more.
Right.
Sorry, the accent, you know, sometimes I feel like I have to.
I think Ralphie is agreeing with his zoomies. I've never seen a cat have zoomies
before.
Let's talk
about Ralphie for a quick second. We brought a kitten, if we haven't mentioned that yet. His name's Ralphie. He's like a little three-month-old gray tabby tuxedo looking thing. You know, the white paws, the white chin, but he's gray and striped, adorable, but he is an insane male. He is running around, darting across the floor. He's got the zoomies, as we call it.
Hiding under my chair.
Yeah, he loves to rough and tumble, play super rough. So he has pretty much destroyed the little feather toy that we brought, and it's ripping out all the feathers. And if you're not playing with that, he is like biting the floor, like whatever he can do. He's got, I guess he's teething right now. He wants to play. We just have a very cute kitten here, and we have a bunch more very cute kittens at the shelter and in foster homes, too. So, quick tip, if you want to get one kitten, it's better to get two. Two cats are better than one, and right now we're offering two cats for the price of one. BOGO kittens, or adopt one kittens at the shelter right now. So $10 gets you one cat, but it'll also get you a second cat for free if you're interested in adopting two. So, Ralphie, available for adoption. He's got some litter mates available for adoption. So if you're interested in adopting a cat, be sure to do it before the end of the month.
I've never had a cat play with me just like he did, by the way. Like, he saw my fingers and kind of plays how my dog plays and wanted to, like, nip at them and then do a little jump back and come back for it. And so that's fun. Sometimes cats are like, you know what, give me a moment and then we'll see if we'll be friends.
I know, my cats were like lovely little kittens, super playful, and now they're just, all they want to do is sleep. And I'm like, listen, me too, man, but like, you gotta perk up, like, you gotta make me like have fun too here,
right? Hey, but at the end of the day, when you get to snuggle with them and everybody goes to sleep, it's good times.
Yeah, except when you're sleeping, and then they want to snuggle. I have scratches on my neck from one making biscuits on me. He likes to lay on top of me. It's so gross. Like, people are always like, Leah, don't tell people that. Well, he loves to give kisses. So he'll, like, take his little tongue and go, but he'll do it on your lips while you're sleeping. And it's like, okay, man, like, this is too uncomfortable, kitty. Like, it's like, people are like, you can't tell people that. And I'm like, yeah, but he's so lovey.
Listen, I would love to do a segment where our listeners just share their stories of their animals and weird things they do.
Yeah, okay? Animals are so messed up, man.
They have,
like,
personality, though, know. You know?
It's funny stories, though. Like, honestly, I feel like the funny stories are what makes animals so fun.
Exactly. And seeing their personalities come out as they get to know you and as they grow with you. And then also on top of that, when you become a volunteer, you get to go know these animals. You get to go in there and know the people behind the animal services. It's more than just a shelter. This is a mission. This is a commitment to our community and helping animals stay safe and find a forever family.
Absolutely.
We have to take another quick break, but we're going to wrap up with Leah from Santa Rosa County Animal Services when we come back.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tuesday nights in the summer are reserved for Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Every Tuesday night at 7, there's a new band at the Gulfside Pavilion playing live music just for you. This Tuesday, Class X takes the stage at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion with the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even some from today. Bring a lawn chair and a blanket, but no pets and no glass. Stop by and spin the prize wheel and pick up something delicious from Buffalo Rock Pepsi.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wrapping up our Frisky Friday here on Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out with Leah Thornton. She is just sharing, oh my goodness, the cat is hysterical that we have. The kitten running around has the kitten zoomies, which you don't get to see very often. And I love that we get to have this every Friday, some fun on our Friday to wrap up and remind everyone, you know, we have a purpose in this life, and that purpose involves someone else or something else that's living, whether it's a person, the planet, or pets. Your purpose matters and usually involves those things.
Absolutely.
So if someone would like to volunteer or come and check out the gallery of adoptable animals, where can they go?
You can visit all of our information about our shelter at santarosa.fl.gov/animals. All of our information about volunteering, fostering, adoptable pets, and following us on social is all on that website. It's santarosa.fl.gov/animals.
And good news, we have a little BOGO still happening. How many more days is that going on, and
through
what is it?
Through the end of June, if you want to adopt one kitten, get two for free. It's $10, gets you one cat and two cats.
A bundle is what that is.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, Leah, thank you for coming
today. Thank you for having us, as always.
And Ralphie, thanks for running around and entertaining us. And thank you for listening and hanging out with me this morning. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Tune in on Monday. We have Dr. Ehrman and Dr. Reed from VIP Care. They're going to be talking COVID-19 and vaccinations. So call or text in with your questions. We'll see you soon.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News.